Taras Perakim Mishnah Aleph Zechnishmas Yitzchak by Mordechai Meir starts off two parakim about Safek Tuma in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, where we usually rule Tahar, and Safek Tuma Birshus Hayachid in private property, which we usually rule Tame. Now we're going to see different permutations of this. This particular Parak Hay, is one of my favorites in the Masechta because of its title. It starts off Hasheretz Vahartzradea, the Sheretz and the Frog, which unaccountably reminds me of the title of a Disney movie from about 15 years ago. The reason that it's a Sheretz and a Frog is that a frog, while it is completely Tahar and does not impart Tuma Sheretzim, is similar. It looks like one of the Sheretzim, the eight creepy crawlies mentioned in the Torah, which would convey Tuma by contact, by mago, by touching it, and that is a lizard. So Sheretz Vasardeir B'Rishus HaRabim. So there in B'Rishus HaRabim, he touches one of them, either the Sheretz, which would make him Tame, or the frog, which would not make him Tame. And the eternal conundrum, the Sheretz or the frog. Or there is a Kezias of a dead body, which not only makes Tame with Maga and Masa, with touching and carrying, but also just by overshadowing it, or it overshadowing you, that would make you Tame. However, a Kezias from an Avela would not. Not by overshadowing, it would make you Tame by picking it up and carrying it, or by touching it, but not from overshadowing, which is our case. So once again, he's got two things, one which would convey Tumah in one method and one which would not, and he's just not sure which one he touched or overshadowed. Etzem and Hamesa, Etzem and Hanavela. There are two bones out there in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. One is a bone of a dead body, which makes Tameh by Mago and Maso by contacting or carrying, but there is a bone of an Avelo which makes nobody Tameh know how. V'gush me Eretz Tahora, v'gush me Beis HaPras, two clumps of dirt, one from Eretz Yisrael, which is Tahar, but one from a Beis HaPras, where a plow had plowed over a grave or a cemetery and may have plowed some bones up in there as well, so we regard it as Tameh. So the two clumps of earth, one is Tameh, one is not. Gush me Eretz Tahora, v'gush Eretz Amim. Similarly, two clumps of dirt, one from Eretz Yisrael, one from Chutz La'aretz, with Shira Bonan said is Tameh. Shnei Shevilin, there are two paths that he may have taken. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and he's not sure which one he walked down. Echad Tameh, one of them has a grave on it that cannot be avoided. He definitely overshadowed it as he walked. Ve'echad Tahar, but the other path has no grave, and so it is completely Tahar. Halach be'echad mehen ben yadu be'ez mehen halach. He walked one of the paths, doesn't know which one. He'ehil alechad mehen ben yadu aleza mehen he'ehil. He overshadowed, he loomed over one of the kizesim, and he doesn't know whether or not it was the dead body, or maybe it was a kezias of an avela, in which case he's okay. If he moved one of these clumps of dirt, or one of the bones, and he's not sure, did he move the tame one that would make him tame by moving it, or did he move the one which would not convey tumah to him? So in all of these cases, Rabbi Akiva metame v'chachamim mitaharin. Rabbi Akiva says that the person is tame, the chachamim say he's tahar. Now the chachamim's logic, which in fact is how we paskin, is very simple. Safek tumah in Rosh Hashanah Rabim is tahar, regardless of whether it's a safek tumah of what you touched, regardless of whether it's something you touched after you may have touched one of the Tamei things, Safek Tumah Rosh Hashanah Rabim is Tahar. So the Chachamim are very consistent. Rabbi Akiva says, on the other hand, that the phrase Safek Tumah Rosh Hashanah Rabim is Tahar only refers to things that he touched after he touched the maybe Tamei thing. So he touched one of the bones, and then he touched something else, so the suffix is regarded as tahar for the something else he touched, but for himself, not, because he has a solution to his suffix tumah. He can go to the mikvah, he can be sprinkled, and that would immediately solve his suffix tumah. So what we say is that the person himself should go with the solution that he can definitely go with, which is to go to the mikvah, have himself sprinkled with the mechatas, and then he'll be fine. But Rabbi Akiva says that he himself we look at as tamei until he does that solution. The Chachamim, however, say safek tumah means beginning to end, guaranteed. So the object, him, everything, safek tumah is tahar in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Mishnah Beis, echad she'amar nagati bo zeh ve'ein yodea im hu tameh, v'im hu tahar. Somebody says, I touched something, but I don't know if it is tameh or if it is tahar. So what we say, did I touch the sheretz or did I touch the frog? I don't know. Nagati v'ne yodebe is mishnehem nagati. Or he says, I know that one's tame and that one's tahar. That's the sheretz and that's the frog. But I don't know which one I touched. So either way, he's got an uncertainty here. Rabbi Akiva mitame. So based on the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says he's tame. He can go to the mikvah and take care of his tumah, so he might as well do that. The chachamim mitarim. The chachamim say he's tahar because this is a safek tumah b'rishus harabim, classic case of safek tumah, and so we say that he is tahar. Rabbi Yossi Tame Bechulan. Rabbi Yossi says, in all of the cases of the previous Mishnah and this Mishnah, he is Tame in all of them, exactly like Rabbi Akiva said. But, Umitayar Bashvil. But, he says with the path case, when he's not sure, did I go down the path with the grave, or did I go down the path without the grave, the Tahar path, or the Tame path, in that case, he differs with Rabbi Akiva. And he says, Shederach b'nei Adam lahaloch vein darkam liga. It is usual for people to walk. And so, since it's unavoidable to walk, when he's got a real suffix about the path, he is tahar. But it's not usual for people to touch things. So, when we have an uncertainty about moving a bone, and normally you don't reach out and touch strange bones out in Rishus HaRabim, you see a little clump of meat quivering there and it's jelly on the ground, you're not going to reach out and touch that. If it's a child, we saw in an earlier Mishnah, toddlers ordinarily touch anything, but a regular guy wouldn't do that. So he says, when it comes to walking, if it's completely uncertain, if he overshadowed the grave while he was walking, so there we've got a real suffix, and that's a suffix, Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim, where we can say, who knows? We don't know the answer. But in the case of touching something, we should say, look, he knows he touched something, and people don't usually touch things, so we should be a little more machmir. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, however. We pass on like the chachamim. It's a suffix, Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim, and that is the way it is. He is tahar.